show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tony. Hi, baby.
Congrats if you can understand a word that just came out of my fucking mouth. That's Bubba Gump Pino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Bruce.
Good day.
What's going on, dude?
Otter.
What?
What?
Tony.
Yo.
I would like to show you how my soccer bets went in the MLS last night.
How'd they go, dude? Is he gonna, like, are we sharing screens or is this a setup? Yeah. Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's sweet.
Whoa.
How do you do that?
Whoa.
Mitt, put a poop on me.
I wish. I
don't know.
I remember why I stopped betting on the fucking MLS. 0 for 3.
Yeah, you did. You knew. Unless it's Toronto FC, pal.
Got burned by that snipe by that guy.
Those money lines can get fickle fast.
They can.
I know. I hate fucking money. Draw no bet. Give me some goddamn safety.
What happened in baseball? Red Sox covered?
Yeah, that might have been. I got
Mets
smacked.
Mets covered?
Yep, the Mets 1-1. Played the trumpets live.
But awesome. You did get Dodgers plus 1.5.
Yep.
Who else? Did Tampa win again?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good there.
They won in 10, pushed through 5.
Okay, so 1-1-1.
I think you were 2-1.
2-1 or 1-1-1, however. Oh, no, because I took full game.
Yeah. Atalanta's up 1-0 at half right now. Bologna tied 0-0.
Let's get to the breaking news that really doesn't matter too much for us right now. It's football season. But Utah is trading Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland for Lauri Markkanen. Ochai Agbaji, is this his rookie year out of Kansas?
Yep.
Okay. And then Colin Sexton and 3 unprotected first-round picks. Sexton has agreed to a deal with the Jazz, 4 years, $72 million. Good for both teams? Good for both teams. Cool.
I mean, after you already sold Gobert, like, the Jazz were already blown it up. I mean,
The Jazz got what they wanted in a ton of first-round picks and a, you know, solidified star player that could maybe turn into a
superstar. Sexton's good. Agbaji could be good.
Sexton.
Then you get the 3 first.
Sexton's a fourth quarter dollar.
Plus,
too.
They got.
He puts the team on his back.
So they got 3 first from Cleveland. What'd they get? 5 from fucking Minnesota or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how old Sexton? Is he still young?
He was out of Bama, what, 2-3 years?
He's very young.
He's younger than me.
Darius Garland, their other young guard, he's now paired up with Spida to
23.
Call to learn 23. From. I guess Donovan Mitchell's going to be playing a good bit off the ball, though, because I know Garland. You know,
yeah, which is like fine. I think fine for him. All Mobley. Right, we'll talk about that in December or February, somewhere around there. Before we move on today, sing it, Bruce.
Football's back and it's better than ever. Football is here.
Football is back.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 days straight of college ball.
What?
Yeah, I didn't know until right now. I didn't know there were games on Sunday. I kind of forgot.
Oh, did that. And Monday, dude.
Sunday might be my fucking pick of the week.
You are
family.
You are about the family.
Did you see that they're probably going to run a 2 QB system?
Yeah.
For the family.
For family.
That's hilarious. I love when they do that.
For both of the quarterbacks' families.
We will give out official picks for tonight. Official ones in the record. Bruce is keeping everyone's record.
Officially.
Oh, here we go.
Official tonight. I'm going to need to get a ruling. We will do. I picked, what did I pick? Like 8 games for Saturday to go through. The ones that people care about, I picked that will go through on Saturday. Right, Mitt?
Yep.
Did you do graphics for those or no?
I have the ones that you texted me.
Perfect. What a fucking guy this guy is. So we'll do that. We got previews of Jags and Saints. And we got baseball. And then we are good for today. I figured I wanted to get all these previews out of here today. So tomorrow we just do fucking picks Friday. Like it was born and fucking bred to
me.
Yep. You fucking get it.
Should we just hammer baseball since they're closing at 4?
Yeah. Fucking good idea, Bruce. This guy. Producer Bruce, let's do baseball real quick. 405. Oakland and Washington. Anyone on that one?
Nah, I don't know who that is pitching for Oakland.
Who, Ken Waldichuk?
Oakland was up 1-0, gave up a shitload in the bottom of the fifth. Pretty heartbreaking.
Waldichuk's a great name. I will give it that.
Not going to take it, though.
Nope.
Kershaw versus Bassett. Kershaw's first start in a month against Bassett, who has got a 2.75 at home. He has given up 4-2 in his last two starts, which is a little bit worrisome for me because I am on the Mets first five plus a half.
Wow.
I'm with you, my friend.
That's only because Kershaw off of a break. I want to see how he comes back.
So Kershaw off the break, yes. I think that's a boost to the Dodgers' morale a bit.
Sure.
And the bullpen rested last night in the one-run loss where they played the Trumpets. Got the juju out, and now everyone's at the U.S. Open at 4 o'clock today. I am on the Dodgers money line.
Okay,
Bruce hates the Mets.
I don't hate the Mets.
Brucey special.
Bruce is a Yankees fan.
He should hate the Mets.
I don't hate.
He does.
They're fun.
We received the same text message last night, though.
It's a fun night out at the ballpark, and I support that. Are the stands loaded?
I wouldn't respect Bruce if he didn't hate the Mets.
No. Yeah, just admit it. There's nothing wrong with admitting it.
No, hip hip Jose Reyes. I was in Shea as a child as well.
Okay.
It's a good ballpark.
Baltimore and Cleveland, you taking the Birds tonight?
I'm not taking the Birds, so I went Guardians, Birds. Back to the Guardians here with Biebs.
Ooh, I didn't want to lay a half.
On the bum.
Yeah, I'm not laying it.
Bradish is tough.
He stinks.
He stinks, and the Orioles... It feels like all these starters are undefeated one way or another, where they either they lose every time they start or they win.
Bradish did give up zero in his last outing.
Uh-oh, here comes Bradish.
Bradish back.
He did give up three, though.
Same thing with McKenzie, dude.
In back-to-back-to-back starts. So, yeah. So, nothing there from me or Gumpy. Bruce is on the fucking Guardians. Texas and Boston. Was thinking about taking Rich Hill.
Fuck, last time out, he was fucking aces,
He did give up none last time out. I don't want to bet on either of these teams tonight, though. I just don't feel
it. Sox are hot, dude. Give me the Red Sox. First five money line.
There you go. 3-7 in the last 10.
you're only as good as your last game.
I agree. Atlanta and Colorado, this whole series, Atlanta's been at close to a $4 favorite. No, thanks. There is a... I'm not in this group. But there is a group that says you automatically take Colorado here because they are $4 dogs or whatever, but I'm not part of that group.
There's too much other food on the menu.
Correct. Right? There is way too much on the bone for the rest of us to chew on. And then Woodruff and Kelly. I think I'm on the Brewers here.
Brewers. I'm back on the backs, first five plus a half.
Let me make sure. Let me check.
Although last night did not go well.
Let me check the betting slip. Mets plus a half, I said. And then Brewers full game money line. Minus the 136.
All right.
Those are my two picks tonight.
Good slate. I got Mets first five plus half, Red Sox first five money line, D-backs first five plus a half.
Bruce?
I'm going Dodgers full game money line and the Guardians full game money line. Got a little nice little streak going here, so hopefully keep it
you
rolling.
You do have a nice eight in a row, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Good luck. All right, boys. Let's do a little college football tonight. Official picks. What?
We can't fucking do this all year.
What do you mean?
Just picks. Come on.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
He's against the bookkeeping.
Oh.
What? He doesn't want to know the records.
Okay, good to know.
What?
Tonight.
I'm not against the records. I'm just against the... We're not, a lot of stuff gets thrown around.
Yeah, but we're not saying like, ha, 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 you went 1-4. No, it's not what it's for.
No, it's not about that.
What's it about?
As I've told you multiple times, Bruce.
It's about keeping the record. We're just keeping the record.
Exactly. It's perfect.
So I need to know if I had... Tonight, is the number 7.5? The number is 7.5. I know the number is 7.5.
This is probably the biggest problem.
Take it as it is, Pitt minus 7.5. Fuck.
Yeah, but that's unfair to you.
There you go.
That's unfair to you.
Fine. Take it.
You're on Pitt minus 6.5, aren't you?
Okay. I mean, I was.
Do you like it as much at the 7?
No, obviously not. That's just crossing a very, very important number. But I will say this. I'm not taking West Virginia at plus 7.5. So Pitt it is for me tonight.
All right. Eat shit, Pitt. Let's go WVU plus 7.5. Fuck off, Tony.
Okay.
Go.
Yep, I love West Virginia as well. We actually got a boost. You can get a plus 120. Save the juice. I think it's $50 max there. So pump for that. But yeah, I like the quarterback angle. I think JT Daniels. You know, he's been good in big games in the past. Sure. I like him to kind of continue that and keep this thing close. You know, backyard brawl, cagey affair. I think it's going to be a one score game, and I love the Mountaineers.
Pal, you are also on the Mountaineers, correct?
Yeah, I think it stays close.
Okay. Mitt?
Yeah, I mean, it's called Backyard Brawl. Let's fucking just root for a close game here within a touchdown, and West Virginia covers, and then we are all happy.
Penn State and Purdue. We've talked about it all week. I was thinking Purdue plus 3.5 at home for a little bit. I flirted with the under. I decided I'm going to sit this one out.
I like Purdue 3.5. I think it's a good number. I think they win by a touchdown.
Okay. Ooh, home dog, home puppies.
Yeah, I like Purdue here. I'm going to sprinkle money line, but I'd love them. Purdue plus 3.5 here. I mean, they sold out the stadium again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of buzz. I've been seeing we're in Indiana.
We are based
out of Indiana show. I've been seeing a bunch of Snapchats from people going back to Purdue, going back to the game. Going,
a lot of Snapchats.
Yeah. Sick. Yeah. Pretty funny.
pretty funny but, Snapchats.
Pretty good. I think that Aiden O'Connell will come out and get it done for the boys. Let's go.
Yep, we got a team ride on our hands. So I was liking Penn State, but then I was looking into Sean Clifford, man in the ship over
Sean
there.
Sean Cliff, long-time quarterback.
And Aiden O'Connell. Long-time
quarterback.
I watched the film, and when I say watch the film, I watch each of them throw one touchdown pass, and I decided that Aiden O'Connell was a better quarterback.
That's not true.
I like Purdue plus 3.
Okay, that's the way I was going to go, but for some reason I'm staying away on that one. Thursday night. Ball State and Tennessee, is anybody laying with Tennessee or taking the 35.5 with Ball State? Are you still on that?
I took the minus Tennessee minus 35.5. I think Ball State's bad. They lost their best quarterback that they've probably ever fucking had. I think Tennessee's good. They have their quarterback coming back. They're going to want to show out for the first fucking game, light up the scoreboard. Let's go, Tennessee. It's at Tennessee.
Bruce?
My heart will be with Ball State tonight,
but not your money.
Not my money.
I do worry if you're on Tennessee, a little bit of a look ahead. They do have Pitt next week, which is going to be a good football game.
Yep. It
was a good football game last year. So hey. If
call it a Pitt if look ahead.
Huh?
Maybe Pitt's looking ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't think they're looking in the backyard, bro. No. I don't think they're looking ahead. but it could be a situation where fucking 7.5 and Tennessee pulls off, you know, they take off the fucking gas.
Yep, it's true.
I mean, come on. Tennessee's backup quarterback's from fucking Indianapolis, dude. He's going to want to show out.
Sure. Oh, yeah, because Ball State. Central Michigan and Oklahoma State, 21.5. Anyone doing anything there?
Yeah, I took Central Michigan here, plus 21.5, I guess is what it's at right now. I'll still take it at that. I like Central Michigan here. It's three touchdowns. It's Oklahoma State. Like, I don't know. I don't think Oklahoma State's – their quarterback's inaccurate. He's not very good. I don't think he can win by three fucking touchdowns here.
Okay.
I love Central Michigan's quarterback. If he wasn't 5'10", he'd be playing at some big-ass school and be really fucking
good. 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions last year.
Yep, yeah, and the running back returns as well. Both of them are pretty good. I'm on the Chippewas plus 21.5 as well, but I don't know if Tennessee – are they going to stink?
Who?
Not Tennessee.
Who Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State feels pretty good.
Oklahoma State was really good last year. Quarterback's back, but their running back and wide receivers are gone. Top 10 in D last year, but they lose their defense coordinator, obviously, to Ohio State. Central Michigan, like you said, a really good running back. They also return a 1,000-yard rusher from 2019. But they did lose two offensive linemen to the NFL. For that reason, I am staying away.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Let's see here. D1 games. Louisiana Tech and Missouri. Anyone on that one? 20 and a half.
Give me the 20 and a half.
Here we go.
Louisiana Tech?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It feels like too much.
They brought in transfer quarterbacks from TCU and Texas Tech. Their top two wide receivers are back. They got 3-0 linemen back. They brought in a new DC. Their defense was not good last year. Mizzou's weird.
I guess Mizzou was 6-7 last year. That's better than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is strange. It feels like the lights at their field are lower than everywhere else.
It does, doesn't it? New Mexico State and Minnesota, 36.5. Anything there?
Nah, it's too much for the snake oil. I'm not taking it, though.
All right, I'm staying away from that, too. Anybody else?
If everything's going well and I have some change left over, I could see myself drinking some snake oil tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
Any team but Minnesota.
So I'm on Pitt tonight. That's my only one. Pal?
I have WVU plus 7.5, Penn State minus 3.5, even though there's been a lot of Snapchats sent. And Louisiana Tech plus 20.5.
Oh, wait, you're on Penn State?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said Purdue earlier.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I thought you were on Purdue.
No, he's on Penn State. Not a team run.
Stay in Penn State all week. That's on me.
That's what I was confused earlier. Bruce, tonight?
West Virginia plus 7.5. Go get that boost. Purdue plus 3.5. And then the Chippewas plus 21.5.
Cool. Mitt?
We're starting out. We got Central Michigan Chippewas plus 21.5. Tennessee minus 35.5.
Okay.
West Virginia plus 7.5. Purdue plus 3.5.
Okay. Good luck tonight, boys. Good luck to everybody.
Good luck.
Let's move on to Saturday. And I went through and did the bigger games where you know both teams and all of that fun stuff. I wanted to start noon ESPN game. I think it's going to be a decent one. NC State, 13th ranked team in the country, goes to East Carolina. The spread is 11.5. Not taking anything here, but I know people will be watching it. Devin Leary is the quarterback, NC State. 35 touchdowns last year. He's only thrown 7 interceptions combined in the last 2 seasons. Good quarterback. I put a Heisman future on him just a little flyer there to fuck around. Their top two wide receivers are back. They had the second best passing offense last year in the conference to Pitt. Their top 4 O-linemen come back. They lost Icky. But the other 4 O-linemen come back. They're looking for a running back. They had a top 20 D last year and 10 starters return. ECU's got a great running game. I believe they went over 2,000 last year between quarterback and running back. Quarterback's a 4-year starter. The coach said the best O-line since he's been there. They have a top 50 defense last year, and they're returning 8. I like both teams, so I didn't take anything here.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Bruce, did you do anything in this one?
No, I'm not going to do anything. I would lean Eastern Carolina just because I'm not in the – laying 11.5.
I hear you
for the most part.
I
do have some favorites down.
I'm big on NC State. I think I'm going to sprinkle here, maybe on them to win the ACC.
Yeah, you can tease it down.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
quarterback has a sweet arm tattoo.
Devin Leary.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mitt. Play back up. Yeah, he's fucking good.
That thing's sweet.
Big Devin Leary fan.
Why is he covering that thing up?
Needs to know the play.
The Gumpy Special, also at noon, ACC Network, Rutgers at BC. Rutgers, they decided they wanted to help their offense out. They brought in 4 O-line transfers to start this year, 2 transfer wide receivers, and this is because they were probably 120th in offense last year, so they decided to go to the transfer portal for help. And then BC, they got Phil Jurkovec, who was transferred from Notre Dame, Pittsburgh kid, who people are high on. They have a new OC. They have an entire new O-line. Their running backs and wide receivers are back, and they had 8 starters back from a good defense. All of this information for me, I believe I texted you guys. I'm adding a pick for this game. I think I'm looking at the under 47.5. Both offenses were terrible last year. I'm going to need to see them be better this year.
Yeah, I mean, Rutgers should just stick with one quarterback for a game.
Look at this, like, man.
Do you see this, man? They always do like two or three quarterbacks a game.
Do you see that, man?
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about here, dude? There's no way they lose by more than 6.5. I don't think they lose this game. I honestly think they win.
And I'm probably going under 47.5 in that. Are you looking at the Rutgers BC game at all?
I do like that under. It feels like, yeah, like 17 might be the high watermark here. I will also be on Rutgers.
Hell yeah.
Just a blind Shiano.
Smart. Trail.
Just a blind Shiano trail.
If Shiano's catching points, sign me up.
up on that.
No, get me the fuck away from this game. I hate betting on Rutgers.
What?
They were great.
Betting on or against Rutgers for me is just fucking
miserable.
Listen,
beginning of last season, Rutgers was a fucking dog for us. They did fall off late.
Yeah, well, you know, once you start stretching it out to plus 17.5,
What did Michigan
do? There was a moment there where we thought they were going to beat Michigan, and we'll never
there
forget
was. That. Michigan went in there.
They were up on Michigan and like late into the third quarter. Yeah.
We got to know this year when the Shiano show might be starting to wind down.
The Shiano show went downhill
when I jumped on ship last year, so I'm staying the fuck off. I'm not ruining your guys' parade.
Another noon, UNC at App State. It's a pick 'em right now. UNC has a new quarterback. They started him last week. I believe he's a true freshman. I could be wrong. Maybe he's a redshirt freshman. Two O linemen back from last year. Top two wide receivers are back. They're young at running back. In the ACC last year, their defense was quite an issue. They were 11th first to pass and 10th first to run in the ACC. Gene Chizik's their new DC. Not a lot on UNC. They didn't look great in week one. They also could have been – they heard about the – who was it? FAMU or whatever? Not having guys to play. I don't know. Whatever. App State. 35 points per game. They have 7 returning on offense. Chase Bryce is their quarterback. He's been there for a long time. There he is. Mitt put a picture up of him. Thank you, Mitt.
He's been like at a million different
fucking places. Yes. Duke, Clemson.
This is his second year at App State.
App State. They lost their top 3 wide receivers and an offensive lineman. But other than that, they brought everything back. They bring back 4 O-linemen. Running backs combined for over 2,000 yards last year. So if UNC hasn't figured out their rushing defense, that could be an issue. And they have 5 returners on a D, which is slightly worrisome there. I lean App State here, but I don't think I'm going to have a play on it.
Yeah, I mean, after what UNC did to me last year and how it started last week, I'm sitting this fucking out.
Yeah, I mean, after what UNC did to me last year as well, I'm going to fucking take App State here. I'm watching that game. They've played that North Carolina AMU game like 4 or 5 times on ESPNU this week. That FAMU team fucking sucks. I mean, what, we have 6 TVs. What do you mean?
Oh, you mean out here? It's been in the office. It's been playing in the office.
Like I've watched that defense get fucking torched by a fucking team that I've read has 17 people on it right now.
Correct.
There is no fucking way I'm touching North Carolina. And, I'm going to hammer App State. So let's go Chase Bryce week 1. Okay. This is what I love doing.
All right. Now let's get into the three.
That's going to be a face melter.
That one, that game?
Yeah.
Let's get into the 3:30 ABC game. Number 3, Georgia. Number 11, Oregon. Oregon's new coach. Guess where he was at last year?
Where?
Georgia's defensive coordinator. Now the head coach at Oregon brings in Bo Nix. Oregon's running.
I think I got Bo Nix.
Yeah. Oregon's running back transferred to USC. They're deep there. They can recruit. I'm not worried about that. 5 O-linemen return. It's going to be really, really good offensive line for Oregon. 7 starters on defense return. For Oregon in a good defense, Noah Sewell, Penny Sewell's little brother, is middle linebacker and potentially one of the best in the country. Georgia, Stetson Bennett's back. The top 2 running backs are gone. But
reload
for running back. If you're a Georgia running back, you're just reloading at that situation. New wide receivers in that situation, though. GP's gone, obviously. We know GP, the dog, is gone. Who's their tight end that I love? Number 19. Fuck, I'll think of it. He's back. And then on defense, three returning starters. They had 9 guys drafted. I know Georgia's a reload situation, but 9 starters.
That was the best defense.
9 people
in the
were drafted
of college football.
Yes.
Probably.
So,
I don't know how I feel about this game. I'm probably going to go away, but in my heart of hearts, oh, is it 16 and a half now?
Yeah, yep. Dude, it's fucking huge.
Woo! I lean Oregon.
Dude, it's so big.
People forget that Georgia also had a really good offense last year.
I mean, very good.
I already wagered here. I saw the number drop below 17 and jumped on the Georgia Bulldogs. I think that there is a good chance that this is 17-0 before Bo Nix knows the game started.
There is a worry.
Dog.
I mean, dude, you know, ball. three and outs, and you're
he's played bad.
Up at the
he's
scoreboard.
Played bad against Georgia, yeah. But there is the. I don't know how I feel about the angle.
Is Oregon going to beat Utah this year?
No.
I love Utah.
Then I think they might be bringing a water gun.
I like the fact, though. I think Oregon has – it's bent. Georgia knows him. He knows Georgia. When your DC's the new coach at the place, who does it give an advantage to? Does it give an advantage to either? I don't know.
Yeah. Are you looking at the over-under here, Tony? I mean, 52.5 for this game seems fucking low as shit to me. I'm thinking over. Just blind bet it. Oregon and the national champion are playing each other, and the over-under is 52.5. The national champion lost fucking 9 starters on defense.
So yeah, you're thinking over? Okay.
Stetson Bennett, nice and comfortable, just having a nice...
Stetson should be very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's hope.
I think it could. Yeah. I think it could get ugly fast.
Okay, I'm gonna stay away. Pal, you staying away on that one too?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Here's the one. I know that we disagree on. Oh, no. I think Bruce disagrees with me too. I believe it's also at 3:30. Let me check. Let me make sure. Yep.
Yeah, 12:30 here.
3:30 ESPN. Cincy's in Arkansas. 23rd ranked Cincy. 19th ranked Arkansas. I'll let you guys go first because I don't want to fucking describe this game with a slanted angle.
No, I just believe in Fickell. That's my only thought here.
Yep. I just feel like I know what I'm getting out of Cincinnati a lot more than I do Arkansas.
Here's my worries.
And that's because I know nothing about Arkansas.
Arkansas faded bad. They looked
they
good
did.
At the start
Great
of the year.
Start.
And then they got fucking raced by Georgia.
Great to start. They looked really, really good to start. Where were they? Like 4-1. KJ Jefferson, their quarterback's back. They led the SEC in rushing. And they have 4 O-linemen back. So that makes me feel good. Their 2 running backs are back. Makes me feel good. Treylon Burks is gone. He was 70% of the offense as far as passing is concerned. Makes me feel bad.
That's crazy.
Makes me feel bad.
70%?
Yeah.
He stayed healthy for a full season?
Yeah, only 4 on D return for Arkansas. It makes me feel bad.
Tony, feel bad.
What?
Cincy.
What are you doing here, Tony?
I'm trying to fucking explain it.
Yeah, come on, dude. It's fickle.
Now let me go to the other fucking team. Cincy was 60th in offense last year, and they lost – their 4-year starting quarterback. They lost Jerome Ford, their running back. They lost Alec Pierce, their number one wide receiver.
Beavers, middle linebacker.
Their entire O-line back is back, which is good for Cincy. But there's a lot to replace besides that. 6 starters to the NFL on defense. Now, I know you guys like Fickell and stuff like that, but Cincy's not Georgia where you lose fucking... 6 starters to the NFL and you just replace them pretty easily.
I think you're not going to get the caliber of Georgia, but I think with the transfer portal, it's not as hard to stock up as it used to be.
I agree. They still have so they lost six starters, but they bring back their D-line, so they have that. Their one linebacker, they brought in his brother. He was at, I want to say Central Michigan or whatever, but he was all-conference Mac. So there's two brothers starting at linebacker. They do have to replace their entire secondary. Sauce Gardner, Kobe Bryant, the one safety, which in this game, probably not as worrisome because Arkansas likes to run the ball. But for some reason, I like Arkansas minus the six.
Don't you feel like the guy that was practicing behind Sauce Gardner was probably pretty good?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I do think, like, obviously, obviously they lost huge names to the NFL, and they're not the tier of program that you imagine just reloading, but there's a level of physicality on that practice field that I think is maintained even when those guys leave.
Okay, yeah. That's, you guys are betting on Cincy to reload and be good. I'm betting on them to be not.
You think Fickle's out the door? You think
I love Luke Fickle as a coach.
No, they just built their new fucking whole stadium, basically.
I just need to see indoor. I need to see Cincy reload, and it's an SEC team. I always, tend to favor the SEC team.
Yeah, I always do favor the SEC, and this is actually kind of
if a Cincy hard can one stop the run, game. They'll cover and potentially win. That's what I think comes down to here.
If you force, what's this dude's name again, Tony?
Who?
This quarterback,
KJ Jefferson.
Yeah, if you force him to throw, which
is he on the screen? Is that?
yeah, he is. He is on my screen there on one is. Of them. Now he's on your screen. If Luke Fickle can force this guy to throw, sure. Arkansas will fucking put up 0 points and move the ball probably 35
zero.
Yards.
I don't know about zero, but.
I mean, this dude can't fucking hit a broad side of a barn. I'm definitely taking Cincinnati plus the six.
Okay.
And I like it.
Fucking lone wolf.
And also fucking shot in the dark money line parlay, just Cincy and Rutgers just fucking yeah. sprinkled. Yeah.
Couple, right? We believe. Those are good numbers. Those are good numbers.
Still believe.
Yeah.
week one, a couple fucking big dogs.
Here's a fun one too. Number 24, Houston's at the Roadrunners. What's the line here? 4.5?
Yep.
Yeah. So Houston returns Clayton Tune, who's his fourth year.
How old is this quarterback?
Fourth 37? Year. It's his fourth year under Dana Holgorsen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sixth year?
No, fourth year.
That Joe Flacco?
Their top wide receiver back, who he had like 1,500 yards last year, is back. They also brought in some transfers. The problem with Houston, they only have two O-linemen returning. So if you look at that, they have the best D line in the conference coming back. They had like 40 fucking sacks last year. So they're going to get after the quarterback. They are fourth in the nation in all conference returning starters. A lot of people are high on Houston. A lot of people are also high on UTSA. They lose their leading rusher all time, which is a worry for UTSA. But they bring back their quarterback, four O-linemen, and all their receivers. So they have to replace the running back, but they're pretty good everywhere else. So they only bring five back on defense, but it's five of their top six tacklers from last season. So they're bringing back the good. They're bringing back the meat of that defense. They're good against the run. Now, Houston throws the ball a fuck ton with Dana. So good against the run, bad against the pass. We saw what happened. Who was it? Western Kentucky, who absolutely fucking
Roadrunners were in a couple fucking shootouts last
correct
year. No lead was sick.
I'm staying away. I like both teams. I'm staying away.
I'm definitely gonna take the home dog here.
Okay,
really? Have to
meet baby.
Have to
fucking meet.
Might just be to tweet out that video. Maybe that's just for me, but just keep it close. Home dog.
I'll like it for you. Yeah, I hate fading the Roadrunners. If I do it, it will be on Houston money line. I will not be laying 4 points at meep.
Okay.
Everybody knows where my heart is.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not putting my money on it, but
meep. Hey, meep, baby. We're all rooting for him.
Yeah.
Army is at Coastal.
Oof.
Okay. Army's got a new quarterback, which in that offense is a thing. He has started five games, though, so he does have some experience there. Their running backs are back, which is also huge for that offense, and they were good. Three offensive linemen are back for that offense as well. Didn't Army have a really good – I don't know why I don't have this written down. What was Army's record last year?
Hold on. I got you. 9-4.
9-4.
Looked pretty good, boys.
Yeah, that's what – I was going to stay away because I like both of these teams. Army has a really good linebacker. They're 15th in defense last year, and they're bringing back a decent portion of it. Here's my worry if you're taking – Army, which I might.
Coastal Carolina was second in passing yards last year.
Yes. So here's with Coastal, though. They bring back 7 total starters. They bring back their quarterback, which is good. Grayson McCall's been good for a long time. They have none of his top 4 wide receivers are back. All brand new wide receivers. So maybe a little bit of they're not going to start as good as they normally have. They have only have 2 offensive linemen back too, so no wideouts, only 2 offensive linemen.
And they've been slamming beer since we last saw them.
Yeah, and their defense,
that's what I like them more.
here's a worry for Coastal: their defense's top 5 tacklers from last year are gone as well. I want to take Army here. My one hesitation here: if this was week 2, I'd be all over Army. Coastal has 6 months to prepare for the triple option, which is sometimes an issue. Will I have Army on Picks Friday tomorrow? Maybe. I'm going to do some more research into it. But the getting prepared for the triple option for your entire camp or whatever is quite a thing.
Yeah, anytime I get a team at home like Coastal as a short favorite, I'm just taking a money line.
That's another one with Coastal. Are they a program that can reload after losing all 14 starters? Notre Dame's in Ohio State. I thought I said 17.5 Oregon, 16.5 Oregon, maybe lean the dog. This one I lean Ohio State. CJ Stroud. 44.
Is their defense going to be better?
Okay, 44-6 touchdown interception ratio last year. They bring back Jackson Smith Ajigbo, who had, 100 catches last year. Marvin Harrison Jr. This is Ohio State is a reload wide receiver school. They lost Olave and fucking Garrett Wilson, but that really doesn't matter. Their running back had 1,300 yards last year. They have 3 linemen back. They are going to fucking score. D has to get better. They brought in the DC from Oklahoma State. They obviously have talent on the defensive side of the ball. I think the defense will be better. The worry for Notre Dame is, remember that freshman quarterback who played a little bit last year? Jack Cohn stunk, so he'd come in and out. Somehow, Jack Cohn couldn't hold on to a fucking job last year, and he made an NFL roster. He didn't make the roster, but he was on an NFL roster. New running back. Potentially the best tight end in the country in Michael Mayer. New wide receivers. They do have all 5 O-linemen back. Top 10 O-line for sure. And 8 returning starters on defense. That was good. Defense is going to be good. O-line's going to be really good. It's the quarterback and the wideouts that you have to worry about here. I worry about them scoring with Ohio State. I don't care if you have a top 10 defense. I think Ohio State's going to score against you either way.
Remember when we get to the college football playoff and we always try to talk ourselves into thinking Notre Dame has a chance?
Them on the road against top 5 teams has been a disaster.
I'm all over Ohio State.
I'm not going to take it, but I would lean Ohio State.
Yep, I would too, kind of hoping for that swing over 17 that it doesn't feel like it is coming. Part of me wants to turn heel here and just go for it with Notre Dame.
If Notre Dame wants a chance, they are going to have to hold on to the ball for 30 more minutes than Ohio State.
Yeah, it just seems like quite the tall task.
And this is an Ohio State team that has to go.
Yeah, I love that coach, but they lost their bowl game, right?
Who's that?
Notre Dame. They lost their bowl
game. Yes, they did. It was a very high-scoring affair against Oklahoma State.
Yeah. They were up a lot, too.
Yes, they did. They blew that one.
Gotcha. So, you just get done with the Oklahoma State high-octane bowl game, and now you're staring down. It's such a tall task.
He has recruited. Ooh. Brian Kelly said he left Notre Dame because he couldn't get a top five recruiting class. He did get a top five recruiting class in his first recruit in his first
work a little harder
class. Be a little more likable. Work a little harder.
Kill a kid.
So I think Notre Dame's future is bright, but those kids are young. So in the shoe,
this just feels short, dude. That place is gonna be banana.
20th anniversary of the national championship, hey.
Fucking AJ Hawk, in the building.
Split jersey.
Bob Carpenter's
walking around telling everybody to get you one of these.
Bob Carpenter's, he's pregame speech.
Come on, dude.
I lean Ohio State there. Louisville's
all beyond the Buckeyes.
Louisville's in Syracuse.
Why do I feel like I have to bet this game?
I am.
It's 3.5 to 4.5. This will be one that I need a ruling on as well. Malik Cunningham, Louisville's quarterback. There he is right there. Good fucking picture, Mitt.
Fucking savage.
He's still there?
Yeah. 19 throwing touchdowns last year, 20 rushing touchdowns last year. Rushed for 1,000 yards on top of the throwing. They brought in good transfer wide receivers, like guys who were all conference at other places, came and transferred into Louisville to play wide receiver. 4 O-line starters are back who have 116 combined starts. They're going to compete for the top O-line in the ACC, probably with Pitt. 6 new starters on defense who are all transfers in here, too. Their defense stunk last year. Absolutely fucking stunk. That's the worry. But they're going up against Syracuse, who...
Garrett Schrader.
Couldn't throw the ball to save their fucking lives last year. So if Louisville can stop the run, okay... Syracuse returns an All-American running back, dual-threat quarterback. They can't pass for shit, but they bring back 4 O-line starters. So if you're handicapping Syracuse this year and they're going up against a good rushing defense, maybe fade them this week. If it's a bad rushing defense, maybe take Syracuse. Their back 7, they all return, and they're actually pretty good. They return their entire D-line, and they're apparently not a lot of depth at D-line. So if you can manhandle them up front, which I think Louisville's O-line potentially can do, fade Syracuse in that situation. I'm going to lay the 3.5, 4, whatever it is with Louisville here. It scares the fuck out of me, but I think I'm going to do it.
I would just for the quarterback.
Yeah, it seems fun. Count me in.
Seems fun.
That picture's sweet.
It is, isn't
Throw it? Throw it up one more time.
Mitt does a good job at that.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Malik's fucking good. That kid is really fucking good.
Tap in, dude.
Oh, here's the worry. I believe they beat Syracuse by like 35 last year.
Why do I feel like
they historically beat the fuck out of Syracuse every year?
What were you going to say, pal?
Syracuse cover a lot last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, at home, too.
Yeah.
Carrier Dome.
In the Carrier Dome. It's a weird place to play.
Yep. There's just mud everywhere. There's like no grass.
And there's somehow. No fans.
It's inside.
It's just always like winter.
Carrier Dome's inside.
No, I'm talking about just the tailgate and the fanfare.
not actually where they play.
Yeah, no, yeah.
One more game.
Parking lots.
One more game Saturday.
Being in a dome and having no
super
fans.
Snapchats from Syracuse.
One more game Saturday, and then we'll do fucking Sunday.
Right,
Boise State, Oregon State, Powell Classic. Boise. Fucking Bachmeier and is one of 8 starters back. The only people they lost, so they bring back 8. They lost 3 of their top 4 wide receivers. So they got to replace wide receivers. 9 starters back from a top 10 defense. So probably going to be good on defense. Oregon State, Chance Nolan, good quarterback. 4 offensive linemen are back. They could score last year. They lose running back, but they have depth. I'm not worried about their offense. 9 starters on D-back for Oregon State. That has improved. I really like both of these teams this year. Did I add it? Yes. So you're bringing – Boise's got 9 starters back on a dominant top 10 D. Oregon State's got 9 starters on defense back that was much improved at the end of the year. Under 57.5 for me in this fucking bad boy.
That does sound like a high total.
Doesn't it? It's almost 60 fucking points.
With Oregon playing early, this is prime time football on the West Coast, my friend.
It is prime time.
Start. This will be the nightcap on Saturday night.
I fucking love Pac-12 after dark. State.
Yeah, Gump, we were talking about this. I have a strange Boise State bias from the Fiesta Bowl growing up. I like Bachmeyer. I really like George Helwani, their running back. He's like he's a senior, I think, now. He's been kind of behind some guys.
Oregon State's a tough barn to play in.
Yeah, Oregon State is a tough barn to go visit.
Corvallis?
It's fucking...
Is that where they're at?
I don't know.
I think it's Corvallis.
It reminds me of like where in Game of Thrones they have like
it's Corvallis.
The hole that they push people down.
It's Corvallis.
Nice job, bro.
The Veil.
This is what we get at 7:30 on Saturday night last.
Reminds me of the Veil, yeah.
Let's go to Sunday. One game, 7:30. Florida State at the family. It's not really at the family, it's in the Superdome. What'd you say, Mitt?
That's at the family. That's what at the family.
That is at the family. Jordan Travis, FSU quarterback. He's not bad. Transfers in at wide receiver and offensive line. They knew they were not good there, so they brought a bunch of transfers in there. Defense is question mark. I don't know. LSU, there's question marks all over the place. I'm not touching this fucking game. I know you are. I'm going to need to see what these fucking two schools are.
Yeah, just money line here for me. I'm not laying any points with the family, but I will take a money line.
Who do you have at quarterback there, Mitt? Because there's a couple
who
options.
Who the fuck
there.
Is that?
That dude's name is Garrett Nasser, I think is his last name.
I thought we weren't announcing.
How do we not have a picture of Brian Kelly?
We're keeping it in the family.
I fucked that up. I should have put a picture of Brian Kelly. There are two quarterbacks that are likely going to play here for LSU. This kid... he was there last year. He's a four-star freshman last year. He played a shit ton at the end of the year. And then Emory Jones from Arizona State is coming
That's
in.
Who. Emory Jones. And everything I was reading is you don't transfer in if you don't get some
reassurance
that you're going to play.
The only reason Arizona why I put this State kid is because there are pictures.
They also told Miles Brennan that he was going to have a shot, and he just retired from football.
Well, he retired from football after he got told, hey, you're not fucking playing, buddy. Like, you're the third best quarterback on the
roster. His story was he was going to transfer out, and shocker, Brian Kelly said, don't transfer. We're going to give you a shot to play. He turns out he's not playing. Probably should have transferred.
And then he just quit?
Yep.
Yeah, he retired.
Retired.
Good run.
And he had a bunch of NIL deals too. He was there fucking before Burrow was there.
Dude, he won a national championship. Yeah, like that's sweet.
Yeah, he was there before. He was highly recruited too.
Yeah, he's the Elite 11 finals.
Yeah.
That's what family's all about.
Yeah,
he was
about.
Actually when they were putting out these YouTube series of the Elite 11 finalists, and he was like fucking
for
sweet.
The family.
All right, boys. I think that was the bigger games.
I'm taking the family too. I think you missed the Utes.
Oh, Utah and Florida.
Yeah,
Utah money line after
that. Utah money line for sure. I handicapped that one early in the week. I'm on Utah money line. Utah 12th in returning all conference experience. Like I said earlier in the week, brought back their quarterback, their running back, and five of their top six wide receivers. Florida, I just don't know. I don't think you know what Florida is yet. Brand new coaching staff, Billy Napier, Anthony Richardson. He threw 60 passes last year. You don't know what he's going to be.
Tua's brother still at Maryland?
Yeah, they're going to have a really good offense.
-24.5 versus the Buffalo Bulls.
Buffalo program's falling apart.
Oh, you think looking at Maryland?
No. I was looking at Buffalo.
And I will play some Maryland.
I was looking at Buffalo. Didn't like what I saw.
I will fuck with Maryland a little bit this year.
A little bit? At home? Just a little? +3.5?
That's good offense. They got a good offense.
Yeah, I'm actually turning heel and going Florida also.
You're a piece of shit.
Oh, you're going heel?
Shocker.
Yeah.
-6.5 at Wyoming.
I am quite scared of this line for Utah because everyone's very high on him. What?
Tulsa -6.5 at Wyoming.
Thought about taking Tulsa just because Wyoming fucking stinks. Also thought about laying the 16 with Western Kentucky and Hawaii just because Hawaii fucking stinks.
Don't do
Hawaii
that.
Is probably
UC Davis Aggies at Cal. There's
not going to. Yeah, well, if you guys like any of those games, we'll do them tomorrow for Picks Friday, which if you guys aren't familiar with Picks Friday, we've talked about all these fucking games all week long. We're just getting all the picks. Any picks you want, you're going to get them tomorrow. Let's quickly do a little preview of...
Tomorrow?
Oh, you want to do a little footy? Okay.
Yeah, I just have Dortmund Moneyline. They are against Hoffenheim at home.
Okay.
And Celta Vigo Moneyline at home against Cadiz.
Celta Vigo!
Good squad. Oh, Bologna just fucking blew it in the 90th.
My Bologna.
Dude, why do you have to do that?
Bologna.
All right. Let's start AFC South. We continue the South previews. AFC South, the Jags. Plus 12,000 for the Super Bowl, 5,500 for the conference AFC. Over under 6.5. Yes, is plus 450 to make the playoffs. They added Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram, Brandon Scherff, who was a all-pro guard, I believe, with the Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck up this name, but he was the linebacker from the Falcons who led the league in tackles.
Yeah. I think
Foyesedi Olukun.
Yeah, I think he's like Yale.
They obviously drafted Trayvon Walker from Georgia, number one overall pick. Devin Lloyd, the linebacker from Utah. Their only real loss was Miles Jack. He's a fucking dog. Not a bad little, not a terrible roster.
They got the worst tight end in football.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Evan Ingram.
That's your opinion.
Oh, geez.
Wasn't great for the Giants. He was up and down, very up and down. Their weapons, it's him. Two good running backs in the ETN and James Robinson, Marvin Jones, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk. Is that going to scare a lot of people? I don't know. Pretty average.
What's the Jaguars over under win total?
6.5.
Yeah, fucking Whoa. Under.
Their defense is obviously getting better. When you have Trayvon Walker, who actually I thought looked good in the preseason, Josh Allen is good. It's the secondary. They brought in Shaq Griffin, though. We'll see what the defense is. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence has to take a step forward, too. When you look at their schedule, 3.5-point dogs week one at Washington. So what? Vegas thinks that Washington's a point better? Ish.
Yep.
Now we said it with Houston the other day. Jags are thinking they can get two against Houston. They're going to have to go to New York, the Giants.
Yep.
Oh, no, sorry. They're home against the Giants. So they're thinking they could probably get that one, too.
Go down to Clanton? I don't know.
They're at the Jets. There's four. I don't know if I could get over 6.5 here.
Probably not.
I don't think. I don't know.
I mean, the way we're talking about this team, you're also giving them a lot. Like, there's a lot of gimmies.
No. I know. And I wasn't.
Do you have the schedule, Mitt?
I wasn't giving them those games. I'm just saying, for these gimmies, we do a lot of best-case scenario. Best-case scenario, they beat the Commanders. They beat Houston. Let's give them one against Houston. Maybe they beat the Giants.
Yeah, maybe.
And the Jets. All right.
There we go.
But that's still not enough games.
I don't see them winning fucking.
No. I mean, Doug Peterson, you know.
They're going to be better.
Good pedigree, but also the bad juju of throwing a game last time we saw him.
That's
ETN, little nugget stands out to me here. So at Clemson, he struggled to catch passes, and now he's a third down back. So
he's actually listed on the depth chart as the number one. Could that be because James Robinson was hurt?
I thought they were starting James.
I mean, I think he's going to get some fucking carries too.
Remember last year, fucking Urban Meyer's dumbass had him playing slot.
Well, Herbs did a lot of things last year.
Yeah, I'm betting the fucking under. There's no way they get 6.5 wins.
Fuck yeah, I'm seeing 3 on that thing.
Okay.
And I think the Texans are better than the Jags.
I think the Texans will beat them twice.
I'm interested to see. We'll just watch.
As a team, like, I think they are.
We'll just see how that goes. NFC South. Saints. Plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl. NFC's plus 1,700. Over under is 8.5. Yes is plus 118 to make the playoffs. They bring in Jarvis Landry, Marcus May, who some news came about him today, but it feels like he said he didn't do anything wrong. So Tyrann Mathieu, Olave. Now they drafted Trevor Penning because they lost Armstead and he's out with what, severe turf toe or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Marcus Williams, who they replaced with Marcus May. Malcolm Jenkins, who, great guy, great player, but you bring in Honey Badger too. They'll be able to figure out the secondary.
What that shit with the Honey Badger? What happened there?
I don't know. I don't know if he was talking. Didn't he say he wasn't even talking about himself?
I feel like they were like maybe going to cut him, like maybe some scuttlebutt about cutting him, and then they cut the other guy, basically.
Is that what happened?
They traded Gardner Johnson.
They traded CJ GJ.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Basically, they played the same position.
Yeah. I think that might have been the tweet.
I think they definitely still have a good O-line. Are they going to have to figure out the left tackle situation? Yeah. But Andres Pete is good. Fucking Cesar Ruiz is good. Ryan Ramczyk's always been good. Kamara, Ingram. Here, I love this team. If you're looking at taking awards, Michael Thomas easily could win comeback player of the year. Jameis could easily win comeback player of the year. I think Olave could potentially win offensive rookie of the year. Their defense going to be really good still. P.J. Williams is good. Marshon Lattimore is good. Tyrann Mathieu is good. Marcus May is good. Demario Davis is really good. Marcus Davenport. Cam Jordan. They're stacked.
Schedule look nice.
They're stacked on defense. Mitt, will you
pull that back up, Mitt?
Up the schedule. Okay. We want to do best case? Give them the Falcons. Definitely give them one against the Panthers for sure. Give them one against Tampa Bay probably. Give them Seattle.
Give them the 49ers.
Is that San Fran?
Let me pull up the schedule because I can't see the other.
Tough ball game.
Let me count. Let me do Mike. Go ahead, Bruce. What are you going to say?
What the Eagles and what the Browns are at the end of
if they come out of the gates hot, they could start 5-0.
Yeah, they really could.
Yep. I mean, I'd be tough with the Bucks in London, but
they haven't lost to the Bucks since when?
Fair play.
They lost that playoff game, and now fucking the.
They played very well against the Bucks. That's why I was giving one against the Bucks and one against the Panthers, two against the Falcons.
DC, who eats Brady's lunch, is fucking head coach now.
Do you think there are a lot of Vikings fans in Europe?
No.
I don't know. You think so?
Getting dressed up.
You fucking helmet, dude.
Getting dressed
Looking
up.
Looking at it, I mean, they're some of their harder. I think I like them a lot as a team. I don't know
what's
if
what's their win total?
8.5.
Yeah, over. My only concern is if Jimmy gets hurt, they're cooked.
Yeah, for sure. Andy Dalton's probably not coming in and winning a lot. I don't think I'm going to take the over for them. I'm not going to take the under either. Probably just sit on this one. Just because, I don't know.
One more time, Mitt.
I just don't love how their schedule.
That week 14 bye.
Give them Atlanta.
Yep.
Give them one against the Bucs. I would give them two.
Yep.
Give them at Carolina.
I'd give them, yeah, you give them both Atlanta games, one Carolina, one Tampa for just to whatever.
They beat the Vikings at home.
That's in Europe.
Okay. They beat the Vikings in Europe. They beat the Seahawks at home. I don't know, man. It's a tough place to go and win. I know the Bengals.
I think they match up pretty well against Baltimore.
Like Raiders, Ravens, Bengals, Rams at home. Like that could be 4-0 or 0-4.
Yeah, I know. That's why
realistically anything could happen there.
That's why I think I'm just going to stay away from the total on this one. But I do have already have futures on Michael Thomas for offensive player or comeback player of the year. I think I'm going to put some on Olave too.
What are they to make the playoffs?
I just had it up +118.
Let me find what Jameis is for to lead the NFL in passing right now. Try to find it.
To lead the league in passing?
Yes, Jameis Winston.
You're going to take him?
Yeah, 100%, dude. Also, I'm going to take him to lead the league in interceptions and touchdowns. Okay. Throw the shit out of the ball, J-Mo.
Okay. All right. Boost for tonight, obviously West Virginia to cover the 7.5 is plus 125. It's good value. Even if you don't like West Virginia. There is a playoff boost. Chiefs, Bengals, and Eagles to each make the playoffs, plus 350.
Really? Is that the division parlay you gave out yesterday?
No, that was not. I gave out the Colts, Packers, and Eagles.
Gotcha. Both good. Both fair play.
There's
fair.
Some good teams in the AFC who don't make the playoffs.
I know. Tons.
Very good.
Tons. Okay. We'll be back tomorrow right after Pat's show for Picks Friday. We'll give out all of our picks for the loaded college football week one. Baseball as well tomorrow. Tons of footy tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.